In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only.
Q-Code presents A Burned Photo, created by Nicole Esposito.
Hey, Felicia. I hope you're still out there somewhere. And in that event, I figured I should tell you what happened while you were gone. I drove as fast as I could to get to you.
Hi, you've reached Felicia Cox. I can't come to the phone right now, but...
Shit.
Hi, you've reached Felicia Cox. I can't...
Shit! But... I couldn't make it. Don't know if it was 10 meter door or just my dumb luck, but... couldn't get to you. I managed to sputter my car to a dingy motel off the PCH. Found a bottle of Smirnoff Vanilla in my backseat. I sat and I drank and I paced till I was just buzzed enough to digest my day in small, maddening chunks. I was existing for the first time without the weight of obsession on my shoulders. I knew why my father killed my brothers. I knew why my bloodline was cursed. I thought I would feel high, but instead I feel empty. I'm Drew Barrington's daughter, but without my obsession, who am I? Who am I? My mind drifted to you. To what you were going through. I hoped you were strong in the shadow of that creature, that you wouldn't give in, and I thought about what I could do if you weren't. And I didn't like the answer I kept arriving at.
Why are we in the basement?
We need to concentrate for the ritual to work.
Will it hurt?
Only for a second. Then you'll be back home with Benjamin. And I'll be gone from your life. You are a good mom, Felicia. You're making the right choice.
I know I am. You can't lie to me. What happens to Kira?
Are you worried about her?
She's my friend.
And if you had to choose between her and Benjamin? Lie down. Tell me your blood's mine.
My blood is yours. Why are you touching me?
It's part of the ritual. Hold this. When I tell you to, you cut yourself and offer your blood.
And then you'll be gone?
From your life? Yes. Tay, me, Tay, door. Tan, me, Tay, door. Tan, me, Tay, door.
Benjamin!
Stay. The ritual started. If you want to live, stay where you are.
I hoped you were strong in the shadow of that creature. And then she came to me.
Hi, you've reached Felicia Cox. I can't come to the phone right now, but if you leave a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
It's me. Look, I know that you're, wherever you are, and I... God, I hope you're okay. I don't know. I didn't know what else to do.
Kira! Kira!
Zoe?
Kira, help!
Zoe, where are you? I could hear Zoe calling out to me, but I had no idea where. And then I saw it, her reflection in that old, outdated TV screen.
Zoe! Kira, you have to do something!
What's going on? How did you get here?
He's doing the ritual, Kira. Felicia agreed to give him her blood.
No. She would never do that. That's not possible.
She wasn't going to. Then he threatened Benjamin.
Oh my God. I have to go. I have to get to her.
No. The ritual will take a while, but not long enough for you to get there. And even if you do, you can't get to him. Kira... You know what you have to do.
Quiet down! I'm on the phone! Hello? Hello?
Hi, Mom.
Kira! Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay. I just, I haven't talked to you in a while, and I... figured I'd check in. How are you?
Brendan, get off the couch. I swear to God. What's that? Oh, I'm fine. I thought Brendan would have grown out of his jumping on furniture phase when he hit puberty. We're still waiting for that one.
I miss you, Mom.
Brendan, I'm serious. I miss you too, honey. Listen, I'm just trying to get dinner on the table here.
Oh, yeah. Okay, no problem.
I'll call you back tomorrow.
Yeah, sounds good. Mom? I love you.
Love you too. Go wash your hands. Brendan?
Hey, Kira. It's time. It's time.
Hey, me, Tay, door. Tan, me, Tay, door. Tan,
what is this?
Tay, door. Tan, me, Tay, door. Tan, me, Tay, door. It's time. Your blood, Felicia!
No, wait!
Do it now!
I knew Zoe was right. You'd give Tammy Dor your blood. You're too good a mom not to want to sacrifice yourself for Benjamin.
Yes! 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 Hey!
What's happening?
Hey! Dor!
Oh my God!
And I knew that Tammy Dor would exploit that in you.
God.
Yeah, I wonder what he's like in that final form. Is he eyes and tentacles and 100 mouths like Irving Barrington said?
Benjamin!
I have all my other answers. I can live with letting one question go, but
but I can't live with asking you to make this kind of sacrifice. So I did it.
Oh my God.
But I sure as hell hope you get to stare that thing down once and for all.
What's happening?
You deserve to look that monster in the eyes while it dies.
You're dying. This is your form? This is what you are. You're right. You really don't have a name. Because you're nothing.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Felicia, where the hell are you?
Chantal? Chantal!
Mom! I found her!
Chantal, what are you doing here?
It's 10 a.m. I'm dropping your son off? What the hell were you doing in the woods?
I was, I just went to...
Never mind! Can we start with the open wound on your arm?
I just went hiking, and,
Bullshit.
It was an accident.
Bullshit! Do I need to be worried about you?
Not anymore. I was going through a lot of stuff. I was afraid all the time, and I pushed you away. Because I thought it would protect you. But that's all over now. And I'm so glad that you're here on the other side of it.
Okay. You ever want to tell me the truth, I'm here. But if you're okay, that's all that matters.
You know I am. For the first time in a long time, I really am.
Glad to hear it. And if you go hiking again, bring a buddy. You look like you almost 127 hours yourself.
Okay. That's fair.
Mama!
Baby. Oh. Oh, Benjamin. I held on so tight. Like I would never let go.
Hey, you've reached Kira. Can't come to the phone right now. So if you need me, text me like a normal person.
Kira, where the hell are you?
Felicia Cox.
Who is it?
This is the Santa Barbara Police Department. I take it you know a Miss Kira Barrington?
As soon as he said her name, I knew. She's a friend. She's gone, isn't she?
It appears she took her own life. I'm sorry, ma'am.
I knew what had happened even before the police had called. Of course, I wasn't family, so they couldn't share any details about what happened. But I knew. Kira sacrificed herself so that I could live. So that Benjamin could live. The last member of the Barrington family line. Gone. And with her, our monster. To distract myself, I organized my inbox, clearing out junk mail, and there it was. A message from a throwaway single-use email address. The subject line: Felicia, please read. This is Kira. No text, just a single voice recording.
Hey, Felicia. I hope you're still out there somewhere. And in that event, I figured I should tell you what happened while you were gone.
I listened to the whole thing. I listened to it twice. And hearing her voice again, it did bring me some peace. I thought there was someone else who might like to hear it too.
So it looks like my story's come to an end. And it isn't because I'm sad or because I'm angry. It's because this is what has to be. It's my destiny, and I'm okay with it. I was the girl who lived. Now I'll be the girl who dragged a cosmic horror kicking and screaming into the void. Take care of Benjamin. And thank you for being a friend.
Did you know, Maxine, when you looked at your cards that night?
I drew cards for the three of us. Only two of us had futures. I assumed it was me who didn't.
Where do you think she is now?
Where is she? I don't know. I know she is happy and at peace, and she has all the answers she could have ever wanted.
We'll have a report from Liz in the field in just a moment.
Felicia!
What?
Turn the TV up.
The state's most infamous missing persons cases was seemingly, if bizarrely, put to rest. The remains of 13-year-old Zoe Barrington, who vanished from her backyard in August of 1980, were found by a high schooler in the middle of a touch football game.
Yeah, my brother threw the ball and I missed it and it landed next to a human rib cage.
More at 11.
Zoe wasn't the only one who was found.
A real head-scratcher coming out of Mississippi today. How did the perfectly well-preserved bones of a small boy wind up in the baseball field of a local park?
Coming
bones
to you live, we bring you a story right out of the pages of your favorite Stephen King novel. Two boys, lost and separated from their scout troop, stumble upon the remains of a young girl. Now,
a crowd began to form at an Atlanta library. Volunteer historians gather to review century-old papers.
Forensic anthropologists have completed a facial reconstruction of the unidentified child nicknamed the Natchez Angel.
They ran a DNA test and they found a match. 7-year-old Catherine Harding.
Little Jill Woods can finally rest
Robert
in peace.
Robert Harding, or Robbie, thought to be
an African-American child aged between 4 and 6.
Has Artie Chamberlain finally come home?
Tan Mitador may not have kept his word. But Kira did. The children were free. They were all free.
Thank you for helping me clean out her room.
Of course. I thought you kicked her out.
I did. Guess that little pack rat figured I wouldn't stick to it. You're gonna mail this to her mother?
Actually, I was thinking I might make the drive. I saw her at the funeral, but I couldn't talk to her. She deserves to know her daughter was cared about, and that she had people.
I think that's a wonderful idea. You know, Arizona's nice, not a bad place to raise a kid.
Neither's California.
Touché. Maybe somewhere up north?
Did Chantal get to you or something?
She may have asked for a reading when she was here, and she may have intimated a desire to have her friend closer by.
Right, of course. So I finally broke down and got a Facebook.
Welcome to the wide world of social media.
Seriously, I got a message from a woman named Amanda 2 days in. Turns out she's my mother's sister. I knew she had family, but I never met them or heard much about them.
Well, it sounds like you've got quite a bit to catch up on.
It's just crazy, actually, having a family. She's sending all these pictures I never knew about. My mom when she was a little girl.
Photographs are important to you.
Yeah, they are.
How about this one? Add it to your collection.
Kira. I didn't have any photos of her.
What are you going to do now, Felicia?
I didn't know how to answer her question. I knew I would drive to Arizona, and I did. Kira's mother was devastated. I didn't realize they had spoken that day. I didn't tell her everything. I couldn't. All I said was that Kira was loved and missed, and that she left the world a better place than she found it. And then I didn't quite know what to do. I had spent so much of my life running, and now that I didn't have to anymore, I had no idea where to go. But for some reason, that made me feel hopeful.
On a summer night, Douglas Wag Jr. lay motionless across a strip of railroad tracks before being struck by an oncoming train. I'm investigative journalist Delia D'Ambra, and my investigation into exactly how Doug died took me into the depths of a bizarre mystery.
It was really hard to understand what was fact and what wasn't.
A mystery that has led me from one suspicious death to another. Listen to Counterclock now, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, future. My name is Benjamin Cox. It's October 20th, 2021. I'm 6 years old, and this is my video for Bluff Drive's Elementary Time Capsule. I'm going to tell you about myself. I live in Oakland, California, but I used to live in Los Angeles. Me and my mom moved here when I was 2 so we can see my grandparents and my aunt Chantel more, and now they all live on our street. This is my cousin Ava.
Get out of my face!
Ava, be nice to your cousin.
Yeah, be nice.
That's my aunt Chantel. And my little cousin Isaiah. He's named after my dad.
You better finish that time capsule. Your mom is gonna be home any minute.
Home. Oops, gotta go. Bye, future. Hi, Mom.
Hey, Benji. Oh, I missed you today. You're getting too big for this. I can hardly pick you up. Now you and your cousin Ava go and get ready, because we're going out to eat tonight.
How'd it go?
I spoke to the prosecutor. They want to offer the guy a deal.
Man runs your husband down, drunk driving, and they offer him a plea deal?
You know, I had this dream last night. This monster came to me in this room with gray walls, and it was cold and dark and sad. This thing had 100 mouths, and each one of them spoke to me. It promised me revenge on everyone that had ever hurt me if I just would give it my blood.
Oddly specific. What'd you do?
Same thing I did today. I let it go. I told the prosecutor to go ahead with the plea deal. All these years, I thought finding the man would make me feel better, but I'm exhausted with being angry.
Who's that?
I don't know. I'm not expecting anyone.
Hi, Mrs. Coggs. Is Benjamin here?
I'm sorry, Billy. We're just heading to dinner. Tell you what. Why don't you come in and I'll call your mom and see if you can come with us. You can play with the kids after.
Thanks, Mrs. Cox. That sounds great.
Benjamin, your friend's here.
Hey, Benji.
Hey, Billy.
Friends allowed in the house now, huh?
Kids need friends.
Wait, Benjamin, you left your iPad on again.
Sorry, Mom.
So that's what it's like to have a family. Not the look over your shoulder. I think that brings us to the end. I'll tell you all of this one day, Benjamin. When you're older and can understand it. If anyone can understand a thing like this. I think I just needed to say it out loud first. It feels good to tell a secret, even if it's to yourself. Maybe you won't even believe this story, but it's important that I tell it, not because I need you to be cautious, but because you can learn from it. And when I stared down that creature, I saw it for what it was. Anger, violence, revenge, destruction, and above all, pain. It was in pain, so it became all the awful things that pain becomes. Don't ever let yourself become those things, Benjamin. The world will hurt you and scare you and try to destroy you for no reason other than the fact that it wants to. Don't let your pain turn into spite. Revenge is a disease and it's contagious. But if you do, find yourself staring down your own vindictive, vengeful impulses. Remember, you are so much more powerful than they are.
The Burn photo stars Charmaine Bingwa as Felicia Cox, Catherine McNamara as Kira Barrington, Luke Speakman as Artie Chamberlain, Eliza Pryor as Zoe Barrington, Sabungale Malamba as Chantal, Bertilla Damas as Maxine, with additional performances by Jen Wong, Drew Bryant, Jules Hartley, Zoe Luna, Shaw Jones, Cameron Meyer, Connor McRaith, Sam Meyerson, Danielle Hoopmer, Max Lawrence, Josh Breslow, Milia May, Cole Capps. Created by Nicole Esposito. Written by Nicole Esposito and Jeremy Novick. Directed by Jeremy Novick. Executive produced by Roy Lee, Angus McClune, Rob Herding, David Henning, Sandra Yi Ling, Michelle Zarati, Charmaine Bingwa, and Nicole Esposito. Co-executive producer, Jeremy Novick. Produced by Shinyin Hiyu. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Music editor, Brian Kesley. Assistant music editor, David Tadashore. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Neely Oftering. Edited by Neely Oftering. Additional editor, Beatrice Neronia. Sound design by The Audio Hive, Jose Varon and Jeffrey Kanick. Mixed by Lamps Lampagina. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. casting directors Chelsea Block, Marisamran Kali, and Mayank Batter at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley and Omar Barahona. Set teacher, Celeste Armstrong. Assistant engineering by Beatrice Noronha. Production coordinator, Brendan Weisner and Bailey Grayson. Production assistant, Nathan Yen and Alexa Goldstein. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Liefkowitz and Owen Painter. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. The Burn Photo is a Vertigo Entertainment and Q Code production.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Are you a Marvel fan?
Matt, you know I am.
Jeff, I was asking the listener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it seemed like a weird question because, you know, we've been doing a Marvel podcast together for 9 years now.
No, I was trying to grab the attention of all the Marvel fans out there for this ad.
Oh.
I thought it was weird, too. You should definitely warn us.
Good note, Ashley. Well, if you like Marvel movies and TV as much as we do, join us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
He did it again.